The 6th of August, the Feast of the Transfiguration. Evening Prayer 1. This hour is only celebrated if the Transfiguration occurs on a Sunday. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. More ancient than the primal world, and older than the morning star, before the first things took their shape, Creator of them all you are. Your image is the Lord of life, your Son from all eternity. All that must perish he restores, in him all reconciled will be. Transfigured Christ, believed and loved, in you our only hope has been. Grant us in your unfathomed love those things no eye has ever seen. O Father, Son, and Spirit blessed, with hearts transfigured by your grace, may we your matchless splendour praise and see the glory of your face. Jesus took his disciples and led them up the mountain where he was transfigured in their presence. Psalm 112. Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. May the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its setting, praised be the name of the Lord. High above all the nations is the Lord, above the heavens his glory. Who is like the Lord our God, who has risen on high to his throne, yet stoops from the heights to look down upon heaven and earth? From the dust he lifts up the lowly, from his misery he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, yes, with the princes of his people. To the childless wife he gives a home, and gladdens her heart with children. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus took his disciples and led them up the mountain where he was transfigured in their presence. Moses and Elijah appeared to them and spoke with Jesus. Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples, strong is his love for us, he is faithful for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Moses and Elijah appeared to them and spoke with Jesus. Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, we will make three holy dwelling places here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. A canticle based on Revelations 19. Alleluia! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Alleluia! Alleluia! Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. Alleluia! Alleluia! The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. Alleluia! Alleluia! The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Alleluia! Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, we will make three holy dwelling places here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. A reading from Philippians chapter 3. We are citizens of heaven, and we eagerly wait for our Saviour to come from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our weak mortal bodies and make them like his own glorious body, using that power by which he is able to bring all things under his rule. Responsory. In glory you appeared before the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. In glory you appeared before the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Therefore the Lord has clothed you in splendour. In glory you appeared before the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In glory you appeared before the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the radiant light of the Father's glory and flawless expression of his nature, sustaining the universe by his powerful word. Now he has destroyed the defilement of sin and appeared in glory today on the high mountain. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now he has destroyed the defilement of sin and appeared in glory today on the high mountain. Intercessions. On this day we pray to the Son of God, who revealed himself to his friends in the fullness of his glory, and we say, Lord, that we may see. Bless the Church evermore with your risen life, so that the world may see in her the integrity of your mission. Lord, that we may see. You appeared with Elijah and Moses, accepting their homage. May the world accept your word and live by your law of love. Lord, that we may see. Even before your passion, your disciples saw your risen glory. Give us the vision to accept both suffering and joy. Lord, that we may see. Emptied of glory, you preached the kingdom of God, and your own people did not accept you. Help us to find you in the poor and deprived, and to love them in your name. Lord, that we may see. You showed to your friends the splendor of the living God. Take to yourself those who have died and make them glorious. Lord, that we may see. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, at the transfiguration in glory of your only begotten Son, you confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness to Jesus of the prophets Moses and Elijah. You foreshadowed there what we shall be when you bring our sonship to its perfection. Grant that by listening to the voice of Jesus we may become heirs with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.